Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A strategic partnership that could change the dynamics of the India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC for short, that is Indian space, no, that is not correct. That is what we are going to discuss today, the India-Cyprus Strategic Partnership. Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides held bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Hyderabad House, New Delhi, on a recent visit, and the two leaders elevated bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. What makes this significant is that they also constituted a Friends of IMEC group of pro-corridor nations to revive momentum on the India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor. The visit is significant as Cyprus currently holds the rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union, and a joint task force on infrastructure and shipping was also set up. Now, let us understand more about Cyprus. Cyprus is an island nation in the eastern Mediterranean Sea and the third largest island in the Mediterranean after Sicily and Sardinia. It sits at the crossroads of Europe, Asia, and Africa, giving it outsized geostrategic value relative to its size. But why does this matter? Well, this unique location gives Cyprus a critical role in the regional dynamics. The Cyprus question, a divided island, is a complex issue. Cyprus gained independence from the United Kingdom in 1960, with Britain retaining two sovereign base areas, Akrotiri and Dhekelia. The unitary republic, with a power-sharing Greek-Turkish constitution, collapsed within years amid intercommunal violence. In July 1974, following a Greek Cypriot nationalist coup backed by the Athens junta seeking enosis, or union with Greece, Turkey invaded northern Cyprus. The island has remained de facto partitioned ever since, with the Republic of Cyprus, which is internationally recognized, controlling the southern two-thirds, and is an EU member. On the other hand, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, or TRNC, is self-declared, recognized only by Turkey. A UN buffer zone, known as the Green Line, runs through Nicosia, patrolled by the UN Peacekeeping Force in Cyprus, or UNFICIP, established in 1964. It is worth pausing here to note that India recognizes only the Republic of Cyprus and does not maintain any relations with the TRNC, a position consistent with UNSC Resolution 541, which declared the TRNC declaration legally invalid. So, what exactly is the IMEC, and why does it matter? The IMEC was announced on the sidelines of the G20 New Delhi Summit on 9 September 2023, through a Memorandum of Understanding signed by India, the United States, UAE, Saudi Arabia, France, Germany, Italy, and the European Union. The corridor envisages an integrated rail-ship-rail multimodal network, subsea data and electricity cables, a green hydrogen pipeline, and clean energy infrastructure. It is widely viewed as a strategic counterweight to China's Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI. Now, let us turn to why Cyprus matters to IMEC. The northern leg of IMEC currently terminates at the Greek port of Piraeus, where Chinese state-owned COSCO Shipping holds a majority stake, a structural vulnerability. Cyprus offers an alternative eastern Mediterranean anchor independent of Chinese-controlled port assets, and Limassol port as a feasible transshipment node for IMEC cargo. This reduces dependence on a single Greek node, diversifying the Mediterranean entry into the EU. IMEC momentum slowed sharply after the October 2023 Gaza war disrupted the Israel-Jordan land segment. The Friends of IMEC grouping is aimed at sustaining political and technical work on the corridor through bilateral and minilateral channels until the regional environment improves. What does this mean for India's strategic position? Well, India-Cyprus bilateral relations have been significant, with Cypriot investments into India historically concentrated in real estate, financial services, and infrastructure. The 2016 DTA revision aligned with India's broader treaty overhaul to plug capital gains arbitrage, but Cyprus continues to be a meaningful institutional investor. Moving on to the areas of cooperation in the 2026 joint statement, we have cybersecurity, with a joint working group on threat intelligence sharing, maritime security, which is relevant to Cyprus' vast exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, containing the Aphrodite, Calypso, and Glaucus offshore gas discoveries. There is also counterterrorism, with intelligence cooperation and alignment on unlisted entities, digital cooperation, with Cyprus seeking exposure to Indian Digital Public Infrastructure, or DPI, stack, including Aadhaar, UPI, and DigiLocker. Additionally, there are higher education and skill mobility, with student exchange and degree recognition, and shipping, as Cyprus operates one of the largest ship registries in the EU. With that background in place, let us look at the strategic significance for India. Deepening the smaller EU outreach, India has progressively engaged smaller EU member states, recognizing that EU decisions on trade, sanctions, and FTAs require consensus. Cyprus' EU Council presidency is a window to push for the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Negotiations resumed in June 2022, after stalling in 2013, and originally targeted for conclusion by 2024, now expected by the end of 2026. There is also the EU Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or CBAM, with Indian concerns on iron, steel, aluminium, cement, fertilizer exports, and mobility and migration partnership with student and skilled worker pathways. Now, let us turn to the Eastern Mediterranean architecture. Cyprus complements India's deepening relationship with Greece, with PM Modi visiting Athens in August 2023, the first by an Indian PM in 40 years, and bilateral trade with Greece standing at around $2 billion. Cyprus and Greece together provide India a coherent Hellenic Mediterranean wedge, which is strategically useful given the Turkey-Pakistan defense axis, with Turkey's drone and warship exports to Pakistan, and Ankara's vocal positions on Kashmir at the UN. So, what does this mean for the broader geopolitical dynamics? Well, a Cyprus anchor in IMEC complicates the BRI's Mediterranean play and gives the EU a tangible alternative. This is a favorite prelims fact. Cyprus' capital is Nicosia, the last divided capital in the world. Remember this number. Cyprus' EU membership began on 1 May 2004, and it adopted the euro in 2008. Cyprus EU Council presidency is from January to June 2026, and the UNFICIP, or UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, was established in 1964, one of the longest-running UN peacekeeping missions. IMEC was announced on 9 September 2023 at the G20 New Delhi summit, and India-Cyprus diplomatic ties were established in 1962, with the DTA revised in November 2016. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, including India's bilateral relations with EU member states, smaller state outreach strategy, multilateral connectivity initiatives, such as IMEC, BRI, and INSTC, comparative analysis, India-EU strategic partnership, and FTA negotiations. Also, Indian Diaspora and Investment Treaty Architecture, or DTAs, and UN peacekeeping, including UNFICIP, and India's policy on the Cyprus question. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have some key facts. Cyprus is an island nation in the Eastern Mediterranean, with its capital Nicosia being the last divided capital in the world. The EU member since 1 May 2004 adopted the euro in 2008. Cyprus president, as of 2026, is Nikos Christodoulides, elected in February 2023. The Turkish invasion of northern Cyprus occurred in 1974 and the TRNC was self-declared in 1983, recognized only by Turkey. The UNFISIP, or UN Peacekeeping Force in Cyprus, has been operational since 1964. India-Cyprus diplomatic relations were established in 1962, and the India-Cyprus DTA was revised in November 2016, reducing its conduit role. IMEC, or the India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, was announced at the G20 New Delhi Summit on 9 September 2023, with signatories including India, the US, UAE, Saudi Arabia, France, Germany, Italy, and the EU. In conclusion, the India-Cyprus strategic partnership is a significant development with implications for the India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor and India's broader EU strategy, and this topic is crucial for your UPSC preparation, especially in GS Paper 2, International Relations.